Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following is paid programming.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, they talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living opportunities, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you would like to join Linda Pellegrino on the show, contact them on their website at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. Tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11, and now the Sunday morning edition on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Once again, everybody, good morning and welcome into Senior Radio Buffalo. Good conversation and a great education and information, especially this morning with our guest, Steve Elwell. He is the Chief Investment Officer and Partner with Level Financial Advisors. Now, I know you have people going, uh-oh, they're going to talk about money. I'm already intimidated. Don't be intimidated. And if you feel that way, there's a real good chance you really don't know what's around the corner. And that's what we want to avoid. We have worked so hard in our lives to get to this point. Maybe you're not quite at retirement yet, but you're almost there. You really don't know. You don't know how much you're going to be getting from month to month. Is it a livable amount? Are you a widow? Maybe things have changed for you just in the past 6 months. These are great reasons to call my guest, Steve Elwell, from Level Financial Advisors. Now, they're located right at 1412 Sweet Home Road in Amherst. Please pick up a pen, give them a call, 634-6113, and say, Linda said I have to call, so I'm calling, 634-6113, or do log on to levelfa.com. All right, Steve, I gave him the information. Let's talk about what you do, the kinds of people who come to you, and the questions that you get about what you do.
Yeah, so the most of the people that come to us, we've really started to focus on serving people who are right about to retire. So to answer all of those questions that come at that moment, how do I make my savings last? Do I have enough? When do I start Social Security? When do I start my pension? How do I actually live off this? Mm-hmm. Like logistically, even take money from these accounts? What are the tax implications of all
right.
this? How do I minimize the taxes that I might owe? So all these type of questions are what people are coming to with us, and we can answer all of them.
In fact, think of those questions before right after you make the appointment, because you're going to actually send them a questionnaire anyway.
That's right. We're going to send them a questionnaire, and it's kind of a get organized questionnaire where it's going to pull together all the information that you have about what do you have in your savings accounts or your 401ks, what's your Social Security benefits estimated to be, what pensions might you have, if any, what do you want to do, mm-hmm. what do you want to accomplish, when do you want to retire? Do you want to take the family on a trip to Disney World? What are the goals that we're trying to accomplish here? Because, you know, money is money, but it's to serve a purpose. And our job is to try and figure out how to spend it wisely on things that you value. So let's put a plan together here. Let's figure it out.
Now, Steve, we're going to have people saying, sure, I can understand he's enthusiastic because he wants to sell me stock. He wants to sell me life insurance. That's not the way your firm operates.
That's right. We don't earn any commissions of any type. We are what's called a fee-only firm, which means the only compensation we receive is paid directly by our clients. Mm-hmm. We don't get compensated by any third party to recommend one thing over another thing. Our job is to be completely objective and to give you advice that's in the best interest for you based on what you tell us.
And let me tell you, there's a whole sheet of information that they can speak to you on intelligently. A free initial consultation, basic financial plan, retirement projection. They will give you a quarterly newsletter, automated investment management, on-demand financial advice, digital planning, and we're talking for people from $5,000 on up to $1 million+. You're going to get these services: comprehensive financial plan, quarterly reporting and performance, customized investment management and rebalancing, tax strategies. What I love is that you think this all out so I don't have to.
That's right. After 40 years, the firm's got a pretty good handle on what are the main questions that people have, specifically if they're about to retire. So what are those questions and how can we answer them, and how can we communicate our recommendations in a way where people understand why we're recommending something? And that's really important.
Steve, I wanted to also mention all these things. I haven't even finished the list. Biannual in-person comprehensive review, 2 dedicated advisors per client, family complementary planning and management. And I mention all these things because, as you say, you just charge a fee. Is that fee reasonable for most people?
Yeah, the fee for us to start and create a comprehensive financial plan has a cost of $2,000 mm-hmm. or higher if it's a complicated one. And we kind of assess it as a per client basis. So mm-hmm. some people's lives are really complex and some are not that complex. And so this free initial meeting is for someone to be able to ask us a bunch of questions to see if we're a good fit for them, mm-hmm. and for us to ask them some questions to see if we can even help solve what they're trying to solve. And then we will provide a quote and say, well, here's what we think it'll take for us to create this plan. Mm-hmm. And when you're talking about Social Security benefits and taxes and investments, especially how complicated each of these individual topics are, it's not hard to find a lot of savings that can more than make up for the cost of the plan. That happens all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the worlds where we find it now is just simply in the banking world, with many banks paying very, very little or no interest mm-hmm. and just providing recommendations on here's where you actually can get some interest.
Right.
If you've got a substantial amount in the bank, that will pay for a plan by itself.
Right.
I see it every week. We see that.
And you can work with people whether maybe they have a chunk of money, but they need some of that back. You know, whether so it can be a plan where you're going to see some of that money back. Maybe they just want to put it away, and you can give them very good financial advice about the market.
That's right. How should we structure your investments? How much risk should we take? What is the expected return you might get out of this? How do we minimize the taxes of investing this?
Yes.
All those things put together, the investing world is so big and complex that often you really need somebody to kind of help you navigate it.
Right.
It would be like as if you went trying to cross the ocean in a paddle boat if you went to do it yourself. It's just so, so big and complex.
And it occurs to me, wouldn't your fee also be tax deductible?
No. Not,
oh, I
not
thought if, we had something
no,
there.
No, it used to be under the old rules.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking
if you
of.
Itemized.
Right.
Although for people that, and a lot of people don't know this, if you're having us manage your investments in retirement, mm-hmm. and a lot of your investments generally for people in retirement are in retirement accounts.
Right.
Well, if you have a 401k, most people know that if you take money out of that, you got to pay your tax.
Right.
That's when you finally have to pay your tax bill. If we charge our fee to that IRA, you actually don't count that withdrawal for the fee as income.
Oh.
So that is in
that?
A form of tax deductible to you.
Because
normally, let's see that, say the fee was $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
If you took $1,000 out, you'd have to claim $1,000 on your tax
That's
return
right.
and pay tax. If the $1,000 just paid directly our fee, then you actually wouldn't have to pay tax on that.
You see, folks, this is why we want to talk to an expert, because these folks know the law. They know how to protect your money. And we need that. We really just can't trust the government, or you can't.
I would go as far as saying you just want to take control over your own financial future, right?
I mean,
this is about empowerment. This is about knowledge and information.
Right.
And creating a game plan that makes sense, is cost-effective, is well thought out, and you really need someone who kind of knows the lay of the land to help navigate through that. And that's what we try to do.
You know, Steve, it really occurs to me that a lot of people really don't know their own value. They don't know their own worth, technically, with a dollar sign. I know we're all worth a lot, but I'm just saying, on paper, you might think, well, okay, I'm 65. I'm gonna probably retire this year. I'll get my Social Security. You're discounting yourself if you think that's really all there is to it.
Oh, that's absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, we can talk about the value of your skills, which is in the marketplace, but the value of your portfolio, your savings, your net worth, your liabilities,
right,
any debts that you have. Most people aren't calculating those on a day-to-day, month-to-month, or ever basis.
Right.
That's just not the way we think. We're busy living our lives.
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. That's what we're working for all this for, is to be able to live our lives.
Exactly. And you know, folks, if I am speaking to some women who may have lost your husbands, this is what he worked so hard for you for, is to make sure that you had enough for the rest of your life. Go in and speak to someone like Steve and make sure that you're doing the right thing with that money so you'll have it as long as you need it.
That's absolutely right. And I totally agree that, you know, money is there to fulfill your goals and serve a purpose. It's not just to accumulate as much as you can.
Right.
Let's use it on something that's important to you.
Can you also work with people who they don't have a will and things like that?
We do give estate planning advice. So we'll ask people, you know, do you have a will? Do you have a healthcare proxy, power of attorney, those typical documents
that people will ask.
And then if they do have them, we'll read them to make sure we understand exactly what's going on and confirm those plans are still what they want. If they don't have them, then we're very likely to recommend they get them.
Yes.
And to create, you know, if you don't have a will, And you pass what they call an intestate, where New York is going to kind of decide how things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have never met someone who said, "Yeah, I'm good with that."
I know.
I'm okay with New York deciding what happens.
And
to
a
all
lot
this
of
stuff.
People think, "Well, I have kids, so they'll get everything I have."
Yeah.
Oh, not necessarily. Not before New York takes its chunk.
There, maybe they would get it, but it might take a lot longer and cost a lot more than if you just paid somebody to create a will.
Yeah.
Or there's a bunch of other ways, actually, that you can avoid probate. There's a lot on the estate plan where it's not necessarily how do I reduce like any estate tax, because most people don't really pay New York estate tax, but how do I just have this work efficiently?
Mm-hmm.
How do I make it easy on my spouse or my kids if I'm gone? A ton of people want to accomplish that.
You know, Steve, what I love talking to you, why I love talking to you, is because I don't feel intimidated as we're talking. I understand everything as we're going along. There's an awful lot of financial people, and they're brilliant, but I don't understand them because they're kind of way talking over my head. They start talking about, you know, assets and allocations and things like that, and I'm already lost. I'm kind of a math savant, you know, and not in a good way. I like speaking with you. I like the idea of bringing somebody in to sit with me and getting all this information and having more ears than just mine listening, and then going ahead and making decisions. And that's what you do so well at Level Financial Advisors. I want to give everybody your address again. You're located on Sweet Home Road in Amherst, but you're also in Wellsville and Hamburg. And folks, if you've been waiting for the phone number, grab your pen. It's 634-6113. That's 634-6113. That's the main number for Level Financial Advisors. Steve Elwell is their chief investment officer and partner. And once again, with all the things they can talk to you about, and they will talk to you about, and you're going to feel good about your investments and what you know now you can expect at retirement and after, understand that they are a fee-only fiduciary planning company versus fee-based. And Steve, that's good news for the consumer.
That really means, you know, that our job is to give you objective advice and not to be swayed by a commission that some other company might pay us to recommend one thing over another, our job is to strictly look at your situation, understand what you're trying to accomplish and what you're doing, and then say, here's what we think the smartest thing for you to do is. And a lot of times that involves trying to save you money on insurance premiums or earn more interest at a different bank or lower the cost of your investment structure, things that are built to try and save you money and
right.
be as efficient as
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, super doable.
Yes.
Hey, that's what I love about Steve Elwell, and you will too. Level Financial Advisors, they're working on your behalf. Understand what you're worth, okay? And let them help you with that so you can enjoy your retirement. 634-6113. And we're so happy that he's our guest here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hospice Buffalo is here, no matter what your diagnosis or their prognosis, whether improving their comfort or your confidence, while providing for their medical care or your emotional health. Hospice Buffalo is here to comfort, to guide, and to support. Because we're more than end-of-life care. We're quality of life care. Call Hospice Buffalo to get the help you need. Our collaborative team of experts is here for you and your family through any long-term or life-limiting illness. Whether you're the patient concerned for those who support you or the caregiver who is always there, Hospice is here to do more, to listen more, and to be more so that you can worry less. Don't wait for answers. Call 686-8000 or visit hospicebuffalo.com. Hospice Buffalo. Care for them. Comfort for you.
How would you like to lose 20 to 45 pounds in as little as 6 to 8 weeks? Are you tired of all the expensive fad diets, drinking shakes, eating unhealthy processed food, producing little to no real results? Then you must try Slender Life Metabolic Weight Loss. Slender Life is new to Buffalo and the affordable answer to losing weight and keeping it off. Don't procrastinate. Call now, 913-1569. That's 913-1569. Or message us at BuffaloSlenderLife.com.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and Senior Radio Buffalo has been on the air and part of the community for 4 years now. Senior Radio has a mission to bring information and education to our baby boomer and active senior community. The show has been so successful in its mission to educate that we are now adding a Senior Radio Sunday morning edition. So thank you to all our guests and listeners, and be sure to tune into our new Senior Radio Sunday morning edition at 6:30 a.m. right here on WBEN.
Hey, good morning again, everyone. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you're back with us here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Folks, do you remember about taking typing in high school when you used all 10 fingers? Not just your thumbs like they do today. Or actually taking pride in signing your name in script after all those hours practicing your penmanship? Do you believe they don't even teach script anymore? It's only print. Isn't that amazing? I'm looking at Lou Piccone because Lou Piccone is here as my very, very special guest, Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation member. Lou, we've had a lot of fun memories in the past. We've done a lot of events together. You come from a great era of football, and it's just great to have you here on the radio with us.
Linda, it's really, I think, a tremendous opportunity to have a voice mm-hmm. back into the community. Mm-hmm. Okay, you know, we never left.
No.
We're still here, and part of that voice is something, and maybe we should talk about briefly, is the fair, mm-hmm. The fair effort, and that is for the pre-93 ball players that don't have equity in pension.
And okay? I think people do need to be educated about that. They're not really quite sure what the issue is.
Well, the issue is basically we built a game, mm-hmm. okay, on the backs of the guys, the 50s, the 60s, 70s, 80s. 93, the collective bargaining changed the whole dynamic of how they're paid, what they're paid, and so forth. And they left us behind.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to do anything for us, but it's a moral issue.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with all those guys? And the extreme dollars, it's the wealthiest sport on the planet.
Yes.
Okay? And the athletes are the wealthiest on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, so pensions, leaving the guys from the 93 and before out, we're struggling. It's difficult to make it on what it is that we get. So there's this FAIR, which is Fairness in Retirement for Athletes, Fairness for Athletes in Retirement. I take mm-hmm. that back. John Riggins and his wife, they started this effort. It's become well-known nationally. It's the 100th year anniversary, and we're trying to establish that as a formula for going on into the future. We don't want the 401k. We don't need the health care, although that would be great. We mm-hmm. don't need all the other benefits that they have. Just bring us up to parity with pension.
Mm-hmm.
If they brought parity pension to us, okay, so we were brought up to what the guys are getting today, we would be able to take care of all of the things that happened to us. Because you figure, pre-93, I mean, we were in our 60s.
Right.
Our 70s.
You know, Lou, back in that day, our players actually had other full-time jobs.
Oh, yeah.
When they weren't playing.
This, oh, yeah.
This wasn't the kind of thing where you got paid all year round.
Oh, yeah. And the money just wasn't there.
No, and you were getting beat up. You were playing both sides of the ball.
And the game, the elements of the game have changed. The reason why the elements of the games have changed, because basically the players, the old-time players are the guinea pigs that they did the studies on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I use that guinea pig very loosely, because basically what happened to us,
mm-hmm.
okay, is probably going to happen to them, but they have all these things in place to basically help them get through that or identify, like concussions and all that stuff.
So is it the owners or is it the players who don't want to meet you halfway?
I don't really know mm-hmm. which it is, and I don't know only because, and I was a player rep executive committee mm-hmm. member with the union for a long time and in the 70s and 80s, and so there's always questions about why should we?
Mm-hmm.
Who
oh, really?
Are they? Well, I mean, who are they? Who are those guys? But the Players Association, I'm sure, has been educating people along the way. And at one point in time, it's like that line in the sand, you know, where you hit it, 100-year anniversary. It's appropriate. You've got the Hall of Famers that are speaking up.
Yes.
So, you know, nobody makes the Hall of Fame alone.
No.
Okay,
no.
not in football.
No.
You got 11 other guys along with you, if you made the Hall of Fame, that got you there. Okay, so that's got to be respected. And the owners have got to look at the idea that the game is where it is today because they've had the players over all of time.
Mm-hmm.
So why not be, you know, benevolent
and
take care of those guys that really got you where you were?
We're going to talk about this we're going to talk about this a lot this morning, but over at the Fall Festival, Lou is going to be one of our special guests from the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation, Lou Piccone, and this is a new association with Senior Radio Buffalo. He's going to be with us that day, Saturday, September 28th. The fair itself is from 10 to 3. Lou will be there about noon. Come on out to the Belvedere. You know where it is, on Harris Hill Road near Worley. I'll be there too. It's going to be fun. 12 Gates Brewery is there. There's going to be food. It's going to be just a great day. But Lou is going to be there as our special guest. And if you want to talk about some of the old memories, some of the things that you remember, some of the things you certainly agree with Lou, by all means, come on out and join us. Lou, let me ask you, what can the public do to help further that cause?
I think if they pay attention, it's on the news, and if they pay attention to FAIR, and they can go on the internet and look it up, that's Fairness in Retirements for Athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They'll see what it's all about. And I believe those people that have watched us during our careers, the game was a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't nobody laid off.
It was a lot different.
the helmet was
right.
a weapon.
Right.
You know, you go in the middle, you expect to be concussed.
Yep.
That's just about. They took the wedge out. They took they took all those things that as a special teamer that I used to have to do. You know, but so there's a. I believe what's happened is there's a lot more respect for the game, mm-hmm. how it's played, and the effect of the game on the players themselves, so they can have a quality of life
right.
when they're done with the game. And so there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's just the way things evolve. But in our day, it's just it's the way it was. Both two-way players, you know, guy, you know, 33 man rosters, you know, think about it. You know, you're playing injured, you're playing with pain.
Yes, you are.
You're playing all the time because you didn't want anybody to come in and take your
position. That's right. That's right.
You know, now they have, you know, like 50, I don't know what it is now. They have a 53 or 57 man mm-hmm. roster, and then they have a development type of thing. But that's all come through the games
yes.
that the Players Association has made for the players.
Yeah, yeah, it's a big difference. And if you agree with all those changes, that's fine. But Lou is saying, look at the difference between their retirement today and back before.
That's
93.
All they have to do, really, Linda, is voice their opinion in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
If they go on the internet, they can plug into their friends.
Yeah.
You know, ask your friend what they think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody over 40 probably remembers, right? Or 50, if they certainly remember. You know, use your influence if you feel that way about the guys who built the game and what they're left with after.
Certainly, the money is there.
Oh.
The money is there
in
spades. Billions. I mean, now we're going to Europe. I mean, the money is there,
and
folks.
And you know what? You know? And they don't make any more of us, and we die off at 125 to 150 a year. So that the dollars that they have to expend mm-hmm. are less and less over time, and then we disappear.
Yeah. Well, we don't like that.
we don't like that.
No.
We don't like that.
So we got to tell you.
Abracadabra, you're gone.
Exactly. Lou is going to be one of our special guests over at the Belvedere for the our wonderful Fall Festival. It's Saturday, September 28th. It officially starts at 10 a.m., goes till 3. It's going to be fun. Lou's going to be there. We're going to talk about some of the great reminiscence of years gone by. The pub will be open. The 12 Gates Brewery folks will be there. Experimac will be there. So bring your Apple products that you can't use. And they're going to show you how to use them right, okay? And you know where the Belvedere is. It's at 375 Harris Hill Road near Worley. And it's just going to be a great time. I have always had a great time when I'm hanging out with the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation. Lou, you guys are everywhere working for charity nonstop here in Western New York. You have donated, I don't know how much since your inception.
About 3 million.
About 3 million now,
about
right?
About 3 million since the early 90s.
Amazing.
Okay, and of course, you know, I mean, who knows what we've tallied up prior to that. You know, but nobody gets paid.
No,
there's nobody getting paid on our, you know, from our group. You know, so we've done just amazing things with our guys because I think we really believe that, you know, Buffalo and the people they deserve it.
Mm.
You know, because they were such good fans, and the whole time we're here, and we're fortunate to be able to do that. So if we can play,
mm-hmm.
okay, why not? Let's play in the community too.
That's Lou Piccone, everybody, the Buffalo Bills Alumni Foundation member, with us Saturday at the Fall Festival at the Belvedere. You'll be there too. Here from Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Sunday for another episode of Senior Radio Sunday Morning Edition. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino. Senior Radio Buffalo has a mission to bring information and education to our active senior community. The show has been so successful that we're now adding a Call Linda line. If you would like information on any of our senior radio guests, have suggestions, or would like to participate in the show, give me a call. We want to hear from our listeners at 716-324-5222. That's 716-324-5222.
Call Linda, brought to you by Touching Hearts at Home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.